right, so I'll just leave you to your devices in here, and I'll come back in about an hour. Give you a break.
Me too. I'm gonna go print another one of those.
Okay.
See.
Okay.
Right.
Did you guys actually have sort of interaction or discussions while you were doing the annotation? Did you have stages of clarification or?
We did.
At the beginning, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did a training set, didn't really compared.
Yeah,
we did two of those, didn't we?
We probably did.
I think we did two training sets, and then we had at least one meeting with you where we talked it all through.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And supposedly decided on things.
Yes.
And we did all the rest of them separately.
Yeah.
So did you feel there was some process of convergence, like that you initially had quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you?
Yes.
Or
I'd say no, but
okay.
I mean, I thought we had basically the same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should be in what group, or it was just the rules about things and what counted as. For the spectral features, it was more confusing what counted as a spectral feature. And we had a long discussion about that, but I don't remember sort of arguing from different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what would come up and agreeing what we'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a manual, which we haven't got here. Do you think we could get a copy? Would that be useful?
It probably would be. But
mm-hmm.
I don't... It's been a long time, since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to finish that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay.
That'd be handy.
Yeah. So do you reckon Ben has the file for this manual? Or?
We did send it to him.
He has had it, certainly.
Otherwise,
we can go
onto our system and give it.
Now it's gone.
There's a cool little countdown clock that lets you know exactly how long you've been meeting as well.
Ooh.
We could have these things in our... area. No, we don't have high
tech.
No, we don't at all.
Well, except for telescopes. But
yeah.
That's different
those. They're hardly in our areas.
Conference thing, haven't they? In the ATC.
Yeah, that's right. Although it isn't actually used all often these days, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do a teleconference. The same as you
did
for the ESO interview.
Gosh.
And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
Mm. And saved from having to go to Germany for the day.
Right.
So it's, I haven't got that far.
It's a very strange interview feeling as well, because you can't see
them the
body language while you're giving your talk, because they just show... Usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on... I believe them, because I could see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk, and then they had a camera on showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering my questions, and the view switched again, and I realized I was sitting there in the interview going...
And mine was it was different again. It was a four-way split screen with me and three other people, and it just stayed like that. And I had the talk on a laptop in front of me, and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to press the button to turn the page.
And you can't say, looking over here.
Yeah.
You can see towards the top left of the image.
Yeah.
Luckily, Olivia had warned me it might be complicated. And so I had something without very many, not little arrows flying in things, because that would just make it really difficult. But I practiced the talk, standing up in front of it and pointing to things.
Yeah.
And you're sitting down in front of it, and you can see yourself. But not only you see yourself bounce back 2 seconds later. By the time you're sitting in the concert, Chile at that.
It is really strange.
And then you're reacting to what you did a while ago.
Right.
It's a really daft situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay, better sprinting it out as well.
Great.
Excellent. Right, shall we dive in the interim?
Yes. Continuum flux or continuum. Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it should probably just be continuum. If it was continuum luminosity, it probably wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't do. I think I'm no. I think I'm working out who's top and bottom. Yeah, I'm happy enough with that. I don't feel strongly about it.
I actually haven't really thought about like marking or not marking who's top and who's bottom. I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know.
Ben said he left it out on purpose, which is reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm bottom.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm pretty sure I'm top.
Because I would fight for line being
right.
A spectral feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right as well.
It's a bit hard to mark on this. Do that.
Okay, next.
So sorry, just for the convention, you're marking which annotation you think is the right one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if neither, then we'll have to put something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here I'm missing soft component on the bottom.
I think
there.
You're probably right, soft component is a...
If you get line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Sorry,
Dun dun.
Probably, but...
No.
Well, isn't it that if it's a region of the spectrum that, and you can point at it, then it is a... spectral feature, and that isn't...
You can point to a
soft
component.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
It's a
okay.
Big bump in the soft bit.
Okay.
Now is a feature part of spectral feature? I think you're right there as well.
Yeah, I'm not fussed about that. They both mean the same thing.
But it's not just absorption at 0.5 kV, it's actually something in the absorption that you're seeing. If it was a dip in absorption or a lack of absorption.
This is the thing you point to. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'd say two down, 215 to go. Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
This one with the equivalent width. I think you're right there. We weren't going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Alrighty. What are we missing?
Broad line.
Yeah, that's true. You get that.
And nebulae. As a source type.
I don't remember what we were doing with nebulae. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, were we?
I
can't remember, actually.
Should we see when nebulae comes? Let's go
Yeah.
That
one. Yes.
I don't know what we're doing about that either.
We were doing descriptions that made things separate classes, in which case I'd argue for elliptical, I think. My god, I've just gone mad with the underlining here.
Yes. Breaking the power law index, I think that's probably a... You can point to it.
Yeah, that's the thing, but you wouldn't know it was
not a...
Yeah.
It's something you derived.
The power law index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at.
Yeah.
So.
So what's a break in a power law index?
I think it's a feature. Yeah. Because in this spectrum it does that and does that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that thing there.
Yeah. That is where it breaks. So, yeah.
Slight depression of the continuum near the Lyman limit. I think you're right.
And if I did it again, I'd say slight depression of the continuum and possibly, well, because you can see both the slight depression and the Lyman limit, but we're supposed to say the descriptive words of the features, so.
Yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha,
mm-hmm.
that would all be one. Or absorption at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but they would be the same,
at a certain point.
They'd both be the same spectral feature, whereas here there's two spectral features. There's a Lyman limit, which you can see, and then there's a slight depression near it. But
yeah, I think you're right. It's near rather than at. It's not.
Yeah.
Did you?
Do you have a sense about that?
And once it's split that one into two.
Yeah,
I'd agree with that, I think. Yeah.
Is that clear?
Excellent.
It's good, lovely effort.
Yeah, okay.
Absorption.
That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption,
yeah,
not the
like as well.
The thing.
Maybe there's more awakeness.
Would there be other cases where you would actually mark an absorption? Or
yeah, if it was there's an absorption feature or absorption is seen at the spectrum at this wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's describing something physically rather than describing
mm-hmm.
the spectrum itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
There is no steep soft component below 2 kV.
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't there. It's not something you can point to. You could point to it if it were there.
Yes, you could. I tend to miss out things if they're too long.
But if it had been there, you would have
marked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you are.
Yeah.
Should we go back to number 5?
The nebula?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were we saying about nebula? Source types. No, nebula counts, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Right.
We weren't matching H2 regions because it was a region, I think, was the argument for that. Line again.
Yeah, but that's line ratios.
But I remember we weren't going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark, because here where you've got equivalent width of H beta, or if it's a...
But
ratios
line in line and line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, but you have it actually listed explicitly, and that you're not going to include it.
Right.
Don't include
line ratios after abundances. So
is that the value of the word?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
include abundances or line strengths.
No.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
You wouldn't include line in that. Okay.
I don't think. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one we like,
peak.
Right?
Damped Lyman alpha absorbers. I think that's a spectral feature, even though it's. You wouldn't mark the source type.
Oh, sorry.
So can you just ask? Yep. Now you just aligned. You circled the word in the outline, which didn't.
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right.
It
I see.
Yeah.
Right. Damped life. See again. That's a. These are source types. It's not a source type.
Mm-hmm. But it's also.
But damped Lyman alpha absorbers are physical things, not. Spectral features.
But you also absorb them by their spectral feature. What were we doing for things, broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damped Lyman alpha absorber unless you'd.
You could point to damped Lyman alpha though. Because it says the spectral features are referring to a type of source, e.g., Balin Balquasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's a modifier or something.
Okay, I'm not certain about that, but I...
What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, you can look at this spectrum and spot that Lyman-Alpha has been damped.
But...
That is a spectral feature.
Don't with damped Lyman-Alpha absorbers, you see them a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know...
Yeah, that's true.
How does it work? I don't know what...
If you look at a quasar and you see if you got a bunch of clouds of gas in the way, you can see these things, but you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, ah, that's a damp.
Yeah.
They're going to be at different redshifts.
But that doesn't mean that it's. You can still say that's damped Lyman alpha and that's damped Lyman alpha.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah. All of that is damped Lyman alpha.
But you're guessing in a way, aren't you?
But isn't that always a case of something that's not particularly.
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the Lyman alpha forest, sort of. And I'm not certain I would mark that.
That's a
tricky one.
Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbers, would we mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because they're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely a damped Lyman alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source
Didn't
type,
you?
We would mark.
We wouldn't mark
We're
absorbers.
No. But if it was a damped
Lyman
alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar, and we would mark damped Lyman alpha.
Right, well,
absorption rate, we would mark it.
In the manual.
So it's just, I guess, whether damped Lyman alpha is a spectral feature in itself.
That's a tricky one.
Say it was, but I've never looked at
I guess it is.
Okay.
And that it is altering the spectrum, isn't it? I mean, it's a change in this spectrum of.
It doesn't have to be something
object.
That's specific. I guess, you know, we say a big blue bump or a soft or a continuum, and we include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's
were
true.
We
have included power law, though.
Have we?
Well, no, we included soft components, sorry. And here we included breaking the power law because of the break.
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking the power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum and say, there
it's
it
still
is.
Some degree of fitting
in Yeah.
Thinking.
Yeah.
You know, what's steep and what's shallow?
It's tricky.
Let's have that for now then. Until we change our mind later when we go through, we can come back to it and say.
Yeah.
Again, I'd say this is a physical process, not a spectral feature.
Right. And absorption again.
Yeah. I don't have K star, but I should do.
And this one here. Oh, we were including feature within spectral feature.
We were.
Thank you.
Okay. What's wrong with broad H alpha?
I think I just missed it.
Right.
I think it's not as if it's there. Although it's forward south maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah. Okay.
Silicon 2 is an element rather than in this context, rather than the line. These are the lines. I guess if via there wasn't in there, then you'd have it silicon 2 lines out.
Yeah.
But without. With via there, I think that means silicon 2 derived from these two features.
Yeah, I think so too, and that that's actually an ionic species. It's
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
A spectral feature, so on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
Lyman alpha forest clouds.
Oh no, we're back to it again.
Lyman alpha forest you can point to on the spectrum.
That's true, but Lyman alpha forest clouds are source types we aren't marking.
So we haven't, physicists haven't got a rule for spectral features within or referring to types of source.
Which we don't mark, yeah. But
so
we can just be consistent.
H2 and H2 regions, for example.
And I don't think we are, because that's not a spectral feature.
Yeah,
in the spectrum we're looking at.
Defined by a spectral feature,
yeah.
No H2 region, whereas Lyman alpha forest is defined by the definition of Lyman alpha forest clouds is that they have Lyman alpha forests.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in the spectrum, whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it and they've seen a broad line. But if you're discussing Lyman alpha forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking it then?
Because they weren't, I don't know.
I don't think we were
anything blobby I didn't mark.
Use emission or...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It wouldn't count as a source type or...
Well, that's what I'm wondering, really.
Yeah.
I remembered not marking nebula or clouds or...
Yeah, but this is... Yeah. This responds to species of cloud. It's a particular species of cloud, not just a general cloud, isn't it? So, isn't that different?
It's a modifier of clouds, but I don't think if we're including the...
Yeah. I think we just have to decide whether we're doing
we can't
it.
Include.
Yeah, but Bob's saying maybe we should be including nebula and clouds.
Perhaps we should have done...
but we haven't
but
for
we
the
haven't
whole thing.
So
okay.
I think maybe we need to put...
I
and we don't
about
include
yeah.
diffuse emission. But then we still have to decide, if we don't label the source, what do we do about the spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, a broad absorption line object, we mark that. We mark broad absorption line in that.
But that's because we've, to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But to know this is a Lyman alpha forest cloud, we've seen Lyman alpha forest.
But it's in the spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the...
But it's still a spectral feature, even if it's not... It might be a spectral feature,
yeah.
Not in the cloud, but it's a spectral feature in the quasar.
That
Lyman
is
alpha
true.
Forest.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say,
yeah.
That is...
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay, so Lyman alpha forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own then, because it doesn't even say
yeah.
forest clouds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
H, helium 2 optical depth, I think that's an element.
There, yeah, that's derived. You're right.
Oh, open that the same line.
Gosh. Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures.
It's a derived property of the line. We have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line... What was we didn't do before? Line ratio we weren't doing.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperatures counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
Yeah.
So,
lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
Feature.
Right.
Can we just go back one page? Did you resolve the line different segmentations? Like, the main problem was.
There's only one difference here.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a problem of like one having underlined the entire.
No. Yeah, they're all the same.
Sorry.
Yes. Excellent. Damped Lyman alpha again. Systems.
And Lyman alpha data.
That's a modifier of data.
Like, but if you said,
I mean, that's a description of the type of data.
The continuum spectrum.
I really don't think that counts.
But if it said damp Lyman alpha spectrum, you'd mark damp Lyman alpha because it's in the spectrum. And
I wouldn't, but you would. I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when we were saying silicon 2 levels, we didn't mark silicon 2. That's got nothing to do with the spectrum.
But if it's saying silicon 2 line.
But what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped Lyman alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer, and this answer is inconsistent with that answer.
In the case of it being data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I'm not sure, actually. I think I would mark it. In that it is a region of the spectrum, and they are actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission line data.
But if you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it's an emission line data, would we put it in?
I wouldn't, but because it's a modifier of data.
But if it just said emission line, we would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same, actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with the damped Lyman alpha at more than 99% correct. Or the damped Lyman alpha feature. If you put feature there rather than data, then you'd mark it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
But I think
but
data is equivalent to.
So from the perspective of the main entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline of saying, for example, if something sitting under a negation, right, that there was no damped Ly alpha something, then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So
yeah.
It's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task. So it's really like finding these kind of these types of strings rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality, which I mean, sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them, say, in a database, and so then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this name entity recognition is a much more literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings.
Right.
I think in this case, I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay.
Given
that we can argue about it for 10 minutes, not that clear cut.
Right.
Damp Lyman alpha systems.
Take it again, but systems
should be
out.
It should be damp Lyman alpha in red, whatever that is, spectral feature. And that shouldn't be there at all.
Okay. You've done it again.
I've done it twice. Is that clear enough?
Right, source type. Did we have a rule about this?
We were including modifiers, including broadline quasars, non-broadline quasars as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should probably, because flat spectrum radio quasars are very different from
that's true.
Steep spectrum.
That is true. Are we? Excellent. Just hitting the half an hour mark.
Yep.
Continuous.
Speed up.
Mark this up, then I think continuous. You're right, I think.
See, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons rather than
the
continuum of that spectrum. So
Yes.
I don't like that one. Oxygen abundance.
Yes. Heavy element absorption rates, I think, should be there.
I'm happy enough with that.
Now, what else is different?
Blue shifted. That's okay with me, I don't care. Yeah, you can have that as well. There you go.
You write stuff on the galaxies, distinct.
I think they are. I don't know why I did that. Yeah. I don't like that at all. Yeah, could be that I was a bit sleepy. Lines from ions? Yeah. You can't tell the difference between a line from an ion or a line from something else.
Not.
Well, you know where they are in the... Well, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
If it was lines
from
H2,
yeah,
you'd mark it.
That's true. That's true. All right.
Blue wing flux. What are we going to do about flux?
Yeah, but the feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it said blue wing feature, we'd mark feature.
Mm. Yes, it's the amount of stuff in the blue wing.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. Line peak. I think that should be marked. Even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing. Should it actually be excess blue wing flux?
Possibly. I don't know.
Anyway. I think line peak is something you can point to.
You can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No,
yeah,
but
I don't think you can.
You can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you have your line and there's the blue wing flux. But if a line peak is increasingly shifted,
yeah, I don't think that's a feature.
Okay.
There's a system issue again, so we should be consistent and keep it right.
Neutral hydrogen, gametes, absorption. I think all of that's a spectrum feature. It's basically a way of saying the gametes.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying the gametes and trough, though. Which, if you just said that,
well,
it's gametes and absorption.
From not neutral a process.
Rather than, if it was hydrogen absorption, you'd mark the whole thing. If it was hydrogen line, you would, so you should mark it. Or HB to absorption. It's marks the kind of spectral feature, doesn't it?
It's a process, isn't it?
But so is HB to emission, it's a process from HB to, but it's still, this is a process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I mean is neutral hydrogen should be in there, and the fact that gametes comes between it, it's just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it, I think. I think all of that is just the description of the process, isn't it?
I think I might agree with you. Because this definitely shouldn't be marked. Because that is a process, not
yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked. Right.
Blue shifted absorption. I think it's a modifier of the thing, so it probably should be there.
Okay.
As I'm putting weak and strong absorption would count, so I think blue shifted should. That's talking about the line, isn't it? So it should be in.
Yes. Okay.
You think?
Yeah, I was talking about that. And use strength rather than. It's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't think that it actually is abundance really in the way? I'm not sure, but
I guess perhaps it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision.
Yes.
Yes, it could be abundant.
Yeah. Either that, if that shouldn't be in, neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. I think it probably should then.
Yeah.
We will put narrow line strength. If it's at every two line strength, we'd definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Well, but it. Isn't it an elemental abundance that you estimate actually using a number of lines? It isn't just one discrete line inspector, is it?
FE2? Sure.
Lines.
What do you mean?
Well, FE2.
It's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
Two is an ionic species, and it'll have a number of lines in the spectrum, and you'll estimate an abundance of the species actually using all the lines.
But it says strength rather than abundance. I think that's still looking at the amount of flux coming out of all the FE2 lines, rather than.
Have we marked things like? Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like silicon 1 throughout.
In general, we haven't. Unless it's saying it's a line.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, does this specifically refer to a line? Maybe it's not clear enough to mark.
Let's
not mark
it. Yeah, if we don't mark it, though, we definitely shouldn't mark these two, should we?
Well, no, if that's line, narrow line. If it said FE2 line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about the line of it rather than the element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's
yeah.
true, then they're leaving out the word line. I don't think should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
but I mean, we know what they mean, right?
Yeah. I think they mean the line strength rather than the FE2 abundance.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, let's
leave it
in.
That's what we probably use.
Next.
Yes, bloated star.
Oh, is that what that means? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Take out line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the
two.
One.
Oh, yep.
Is that.
You're right. Radio lab counts, yeah.
Yes, that was one I wasn't sure about, because I didn't do far infrared.
Yeah.
And if it was new legs, you put it in. That's just the wrong leg.
This shouldn't be, should it?
I don't know.
Does those count as modifiers? Active, we definitely include active.
Yes, I guess
so.
The problem is G2, what does that mean?
Is it kind of elliptical, is it? E2 is a kind of elliptical.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
the
J means.
Okay, right. I guess that's one I just didn't know. It was the catalog.
Those can. Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count?
Sorry, what's the.
H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're still detecting the line, even if you're detecting it from broadband filters.
But don't we say we don't do that? I'm right, look. Don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
forward line
region.
You are right.
Systems. That's why I wasn't doing it.
Narrow line nebulae. Okay.
Look at that.
You're right. Okay, where was it? Started here. We have got the nebulae marked here.
Yeah, but modifiers of regions or systems is the...
The LFC one.
Yeah, we could always change this if we think we're right, rather than going back through
so
and...
So damp climate alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
Based on this, but we could change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then
what's the appropriate thing to do at this point?
I've probably used that rule half the time and just forgotten to use it other times.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotations, that the agreements that you write on today, that they're consistent with what you did before.
Mm,
right.
Right.
So, I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagreed.
Right.
But if you saw, like, change
right.
the rule now on the fly,
yeah.
then that might
yeah.
be, then that might create inconsistency.
Because you might have followed that
yes,
rule.
I'm sure
right.
I followed that rule sometimes and just forgotten. So let's
right.
take that out. Here.
Yeah.
But Lyman alpha forest should be in here because it's not talking about it's not modified.
Yeah, that's fine. Damp Lyman alpha systems.
Damp
oh, we're back to damp
data.
Lyman alpha data.
Data I think we should keep in.
Okay.
Be the same as feature.
I still don't think that goes in.
Because the data is a spectrum.
Yeah, I still don't like it, but.
Final view, Bob?
I don't have passionate feelings.
I wouldn't, I think, now,
okay.
probably.
And this one comes out as well?
Yep.
Okay, so you want.
Yeah, just cross
no.
those out. Oops. Excellent. So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something else. H-alpha detection. Broadband detections isn't, don't include.
But I wouldn't, if H-alpha
broadband
line,
is
though,
a line.
Isn't it?
Oh, so it would be a narrowband detection,
yeah.
a narrowband imaging detection. All right, good.
I think so.
H-alpha emitters are not a distinct class of source, I don't think.
No, they aren't.
Line.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow and broadband that refers to the type of spectrogram that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
exactly
okay.
that. Yeah, exactly that.
But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband, or narrowband, then it's still a spectral feature. If you're picking out a line.
Yeah.
However okay. you pick it out.
Back over is larger power and more line than master.
It's going to be a lot of those, which makes it less simpler.
Okay, yeah. Right. This is another systems thing.
Yeah. Absorption profiles. I think both of them should actually be marked.
Okay.
How far
yeah.
did we go?
No.
Just absorption
profiles. Yeah, absorption profiles I'll go for. Why not?
Lyman alpha forest line blanketing or Lyman alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanketing. That's just right.
Into the system.
Yep.
Yeah, the eye is an instrument.
Now, VLBI is VLBI is interferometer. It's a technique. It's not a.
Yes.
Yeah.
A network is an instrument, though.
It's called something else, isn't it? The VO.
No. Very long baseline array.
Yeah, it's called the VLBA.
If it had an A on the end, it would be the net instrument.
This is VLBI network image. So do they mean the VLBA?
Isn't all of this is an instrument if you have it all, isn't it?
European VLBI net. Is it? It's an instrument, not a research group.
Yes, it takes an image. So
yeah.
But then research group takes an image. Okay, how much modifiers are we putting in?
It's only supposed to be proper names, but I don't.
Which it is.
Yeah, is that so? This whole thing is an instrument, you say?
1.6.
That's
or from
I think.
European.
Oh, I think it is.
Or just from VLBI.
Starting with Europe.
Oh, I see, yeah. So is this like, it's a subset of the VLBA?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just in Europe.
Right.
But it's actually Merlin and all the international analogues in Europe all hooked up into one instrument, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That is a source name, you're right.
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broadline emission.
Yeah, that's just.
It shouldn't be marked. Really allowed objects. Not really. Not
Mm-hmm. We say something about objects, and I think it's that we don't use it.
Anything ending in object, we don't use it.
Yeah.
Now, we've both marked line ratios here.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have done. That's it, yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough. It's certainly not a source name.
And there it's different because you're talking about the ionizing continuum.
Yeah, that means that's a process. It's a processor. It's a it's the type of photons. That's not the continuum you're looking at. Sure you can. Yep. Nope. Neither should that. Excellent.
You're right there. That's all one big spectral feature. And nebula shouldn't be marked.
Have we agreed on that? We only agreed that, so far we've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula. But I don't see yet where it's written down that you can't mark nebula. Yeah.
It was things that weren't distinct, like.
Yeah, but see, there's so many different kinds of nebula, I think, is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one, but if we're going to stick to it, let's stick to it.
Yeah, if we're going to have them, let's have them. What's that? Different?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Don't mind.
Stop moving, we could get.
You're right. There. That's source type.
Yeah.
Line blanketing. I know, I don't think I do, do I?
We had line
blanketing
just
now.
Yeah. Did we?
Did you? I thought it was a process and it wasn't included.
We did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far back, was it? Nah, it wasn't that trouble.
Lyman first.
Lyman.
Blanketing.
Yeah, we took blanketing out.
Yeah.
So I don't think that should be in.
That's
Is
awesome.
That it? Yeah. That's a source name.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Red and blue components. I think you might know as well.
Yeah.
You could
think. Yeah, I think I'm right.
Really?
Yeah, I think in the same way that you can point to the soft X-rays or the hard X-rays, you can point to the red and the...
Well, I would argue about that, you see, because I think that... that you only extract that after you actually model a spectrum, don't you?
The soft excess you can definitely point to on an X-ray thing, and you know if there's one there or not. You can say that's that. So,
yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know it was soft unless you.
Yeah.
So
we're talking about the continuum, though. If you have a galaxy spectrum, you can say there's the blue component, there's the red component to the spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, it comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That.
I can see that. Yeah.
And there's. It's actually really
it results from
spectral
spectrum,
not just actually looking at a spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft component, because a soft excess is that's an X-ray thing, like a break. You say,
it's
that
red or blue excess rather than red or blue component.
Yeah, but
I guess
a component is means it's never actually in a model. Though.
Yeah, I'd take out red and blue. Which means maybe we should take out soft, but it's such a basic sort of, you look at a spectrum and you say, that's a soft excess, it's a soft...
The excess is, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's just
if you modelled it with two parts,
isn't
soft spectrum.
That's
probably
true. Hubble and Hubble Deep Sun Test.
I didn't include it. Although it does apply to the telescope.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah. So did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
So we should kill it.
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
No.
I think actually pretty early on, I'd have thought.
There it is.
Excellent.
Right.
I think you should include possibly with flux as well there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
High-Z radio galaxies. Now, what we said about acronyms were part of it was useful.
Do we make a decision about high-Z radio galaxies? Because I think they are discussed as a separate source type, aren't they?
What are they?
High-Z radio galaxies?
Only just interesting because. And they are
at high Z.
Yeah, you're right.
Mark high shift in that.
Yeah.
No.
What did we say about acronyms were?
Where part of it's useful. I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing, aren't you?
Yes, I think you are.
Yeah, so you're right. It's a subclassification of Seyfert. No one would make a study of Seyfert 1.8.
Well,
yeah.
People do though, don't they? It's stupid.
I think they probably are.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
separate.
Yeah,
it's just the
that's fine.
Permission line feature we're going to include.
Yeah.
Galaxy,
yeah, galaxy and galaxy formation doesn't
yes.
count.
And
no, yes, that counts.
Where it should be this one, but
In
what have you done if these are doubly underlined? Has it just plotted the top colour?
Oh, was it actually possible to doubly underline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it would display then.
Okay, because what we want, let's just mark what we want and not that, but with also
yeah.
borderline. I can't write.
I should know that it was possible to have these. So
you
know, just kind of embed it with
yeah.
the annotations, right? Okay.
Because quite often an object class is defined by a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like borderline radio analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Borderlines.
Yeah, I don't think that should go in. Don't mind. Oh, okay.
Colour for a few things. Oh, it's right here. Hyperluminous galaxy.
If you have any ultraluminous,
yeah.
Area,
mm-hmm.
Then you have to hyperluminous. Yeah.
This is just a colour issue.
Is it? Or is it? Oh, right. And QSO is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ISM. It's diffuse. So it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is it?
No.
I don't think so.
What are we doing about nebula again? I've forgotten.
We're now including nebula, aren't we?
Okay.
What have we done?
Features.
Yeah, we have to start attacking.
Strong drop in the continuum, I think you're right there.
Okay.
Nope. I think you're right again. That's just the place.
Yeah. We aren't doing emission line objects.
I'm not doing emission line when it's a modifier of objects, are we?
Oh no, we aren't doing that either, you're right.
The question is, are emission line objects a separate class of source? I think they are.
No.
But then you're arguing not to have anything with objects in it. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, that goes.
Yeah, anything in with objects, so nothing.
And see if the galaxies should be one here. There.
Yeah. Yes!
We got through 70.
Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's a new third.
Yeah.
And
you're
speeding up as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
How was it?